I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said he holds Russian President Vladimir Putin personally responsible for Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. In an interview with CBS News, Trump said he warned Putin during their summit in Helsinki against meddling in US elections. Meanwhile, Russia is offering US access to 12 Russians charged with tampering in the election if Moscow gets to interrogate a former US ambassador and other American officials. The representative of Pope Francis in Nicaragua, Archbishop Sumertag, has made an appeal for an end to the violence which has intensified in recent days. Since April, more than 360 people have died in the conflict between forces of President Daniel Ortega and opposition protesters who are calling for his resignation. Churches and Catholic leaders have been among those targeted in the attacks. In a statement, the Apostolic Nuncio called it a tragic moment for the country and appealed for all sides to work to solve the crisis. Spain's Catholic Church has voiced deep concern over plans by the government to curb religious teaching and re-examine past accords with the Vatican. The Spanish government said it plans to cut subsidies for Catholic schools and scrap religion as a school subject, replacing it with a compulsory course on civil and ethical values. In a statement, the bishop said religious freedom and education are rights reflected in the country's constitution, and religion must be given adequate consideration in the education system. The US Conference of Catholic Bishops has approved 54 grants totaling $1.4 million in funding to support dioceses and pastoral projects across the African continent. The bishops also approved $4.9 million in funding for projects in 22 countries in Central and Eastern Europe, including projects in Belarus, Croatia and Romania. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.